the lockdowns really destroyed that whole illusion of globalization. But, you know, it was a money-making enterprise for Gates, and the vaccines are the same thing. He gives the money, gets tax deductions for giving the money to the WHO. Mm-hmm. He gains control of the WHO. The WHO pays for finances, the health ministries in virtually every country in Latin, in Africa. Mm. So he can then say, as a condition of getting that money, this is what WHO does. As a condition to get that money, you have to show that you vaccinated a certain percentage of your population. It's right. The milestone. And the vaccines that they're buying are owned by companies that Gates owns. Oh, it's this system where, you know, at the end, the punchline on almost all of his philanthropic projects are that he ends up making money. Oh, I don't look into his head and, you know, and speculate about why he thinks the way that he does, but he did the same thing with Microsoft. Microsoft was, it was a monopoly. It's to control every aspect of vertically integrate and control every aspect of the domain of the landscapes and be able to monetize philanthropy to make yourself richer.
It's the revenge of the nerds. Whatever girl rejected him in high school, it is on you.
I want to talk about these statements that you made in the article that the team just brought up on screen. Crimes against humanity, UK MP's urgent stand.
Well, I'm misquoted. I was more subtle than that. What I said to the House was that I'd always been opposed to the death penalty, to capital punishment, on the basis that it is, if it's wrong to take a life, then it can't be right for the state to take a life in revenge. However, events of the last few years had caused me to reconsider my position on this. And given that crimes against humanity are so heinous against humanity, that I felt that for crimes against humanity, we would have to consider the ultimate sanction, even in the UK.
I want to talk about this this response of Matt Hancock, the one who's accused you of anti-Semitism, which is outrageous. So here we go. When do we deploy the new variant? This is the same Matt Hancock that's trying to silence and is smearing and defaming this brave man that we have here, a rare politician who is willing to stand up for the people and demand accountability for the crimes that were committed against humanity.
We have a lot of new things we want in vaccines. We want, you know, TB, HIV. We're working with these companies to help them adopt this mRNA, which is a technology that we think will be very useful. And so the fact that they're very high quality, when they get volume, they're very low cost. They're a treasure to the world.
Specifically, what are some of the areas that you are sort of interested in seeing a new generation of vaccines actually happening? Just the ones that you mentioned, or where exactly are we in terms of developing something new which can actually save countless lives?
Well, even if you just look at COVID alone, the vaccine's not perfect. It doesn't last, yes, you know, for 5 or 6 years. It doesn't block you from getting infected. It prevents you from getting severe disease. And so now we're doing new generation of COVID vaccines because we also need those same features, particularly duration, to use it for measles, tuberculosis, and HIV. And a lot of this mRNA work is going for cancer vaccines. Our foundation is not directly involved in that. And so the technology has a lot of promise. If we ever had a future pandemic, the ability to adapt is far more rapid. And so it's advantageous. We're even looking at doing animal vaccines using that technology.
People say not only China, you know, delayed telling people, but then was highly uncooperative in terms of any investigation. They could have cooperated more than they did. You know, there's attacks against them, you know, like, was it from the lab or was it intentional, that go way too far. And they have released a fair bit of data.
And the case that it was in this wet market where you buy live animals of various types, I think the case for that is very, very strong. At that point, we didn't really understand the fatality rate. You know, we didn't understand that it's a fairly low fatality rate and that it's a disease mainly of the elderly, kind of like flu is, although a bit different than that.
You've had endless anti-vax conspiracy theories and things like that. Do you think that people have, do you think on the whole people have changed their minds about their willingness to hand over data when it comes to things like health?
You know, this was an interesting trust, case test of people's trust in their politicians or their health system. And, you know, statistically, we didn't do as well as I would have expected. You know, in fact, you know, I'm cited as some, you know, mastermind of some evil plot in many, many cases. So, no, I didn't expect any of that. You could almost say that's a step backwards. You know, I hope vaccine acceptance for other diseases like measles is not reduced by this. But, you know, a lot of people jumped in and took the vaccines, but a meaningful minority in most countries were led down a path of believing that not only, you know, were there rare side effects, but that the vaccine wasn't properly tested or was part of some evil conspiracy.
The Gates Foundation is very much at the forefront on this hunt for a vaccine. We've all learned by now the timeline, the hopeful timeline of 12 to 18 months. That is a highly expedited track, a fast track for a vaccine. Can you explain why?
Well, usually a vaccine takes over 5 years because you have many steps that you want to do in a serial way. Here, because of all the incredibly negative effects, the sooner the better. But there will be a trade-off. We'll have less safety testing than we typically would have. And so governments will have to decide, you know, do they indemnify the companies and really say, let's go out with this when it's, we just don't have the time to do what we normally do.
As I understand it then, from what you're saying, is that it may be that there needs to be some compromise in some of the safety measures that would normally be expected to create a vaccine because time is so crucial.
Well, of course, if you want to wait and see if a side effect shows up 2 years later,
that takes 2 years.
A meaningful minority were led down a path of believing that not only, you know, were there rare side effects, but that the vaccine wasn't properly tested or was part of some evil conspiracy.
Over this decade, we believe unbelievable progress can be made, both inventing new vaccines and making sure they get out to all the children who need them. The benefits there in terms of reducing sickness,
reducing the population growth.
The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services,
we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%.
And then the final solution, which is a year to 2 years off, is the vaccine.
Just to head off the conspiracy theorists, maybe we shouldn't call the vaccine the final solution. Maybe just the
Good
best
point.
Solution. Okay.
There was some part of some evil conspiracy.
Good morning, welcome back to Inside Four Walls. I'm your host, James Madison, and continuing the pendulum swing in the opposite direction, we have two articles to get into. This one is a little older, I'll admit, but the next article is a bit more recent. Two movers and shakers in the politosphere and culture war fear side of things have apparently been taking their red pills lately, hence the custom thumbnails I've been making lately. This one, it's probably my least favorite ones I've made lately. I think the political ones are my favorite, but you can see the headline here. Bill Gates says COVID is, quote, kind of like the flu, and that the vaccines are, quote, imperfect. What a fucking tune change. Could this be, folks, the great red pilling of Bill Gates, and does anyone think this would save him? Now, I jest, of course, Bill Gates is not being red pilled. Now, we'll get into maybe why he's changing his tune in a minute, and is he really changing his tune in a minute? And the second article is about Jeff Bezos. Bezos. Lex Luthor, everybody. But let's get into this one first. Published by Cushy. It's an independent news source. It popped up on Ground News. I was trying to find articles about this topic because Jimmy Dore had talked about it, Tim Pool had talked about it, and I can't really find many other articles talking about it, so looks like I'm using this article. I can't vouch for its credibility as a news source, mind you. But, you know, it is what it is. Bill Gates says COVID is, quote, kind of like the flu, and that the vaccines are imperfect. Posted May 5th, 2022, during an interview to promote his new book, Bill Gates said that COVID is just like the flu, hurts the elderly more, and that the vaccines are imperfect. Bill Gates explained, quote, "We don't understand that it's a fairly low fatality rate. We didn't understand that it's a fairly low fatality rate. Fairly low fatality rate." You know what's funny? He's absolutely right. Over here, we go to Google. Just basic Google, right? Nothing fancy, just COVID deaths worldwide. Here we go. 521 million cases worldwide. Less than 7 million deaths. Less than 7 million deaths, right? Now, 7 million, that's a lot. But for a disease that had the whole world grinding to a halt, tell me, does that really seem like a number worth shutting down when you look at the overall infection rate? Total cases, right? Up here, you know, it says total cases, right? 521 million. Now, I don't know what this... Oh. And let's just look at the U.S., right? Because that's pretty much all we care about on this show is the U.S. I know I have audience members from other countries listening. Listen, I appreciate you guys. You guys are a very small group of my audience, and I don't really know much about the political culture and setup where you're from. Perhaps I'll look into that, learn a little bit more, broaden my coverage. Oh, come on. There we go. I don't know why that wasn't coming up. Let's see. Oh. Wow. So, in the U.S., 82.4 million cases of COVID. Under a million deaths. Million deaths. We irreparably damaged an entire economy, crippled it. By the way, 2019 reports were the greatest numbers of our lives, referring to the economy, because it was booming. Businesses were popping up left, right, and center. Mom and pop shops were opening up second locations and taking up mortgages. People were taking up buying new homes at record rates. People were buying new homes. Millennials were actually succeeding in the job market for a while. But then 2020 hits, and a certain Wu flu moves into town, and we ground the economy to a halt. Now, there was a brief minute there, because we had two lockdowns. Not all states complied with the second lockdown. Most did, mine did. When the first lockdown lifted, we saw a V-shaped recovery, and then we got about 5 months out from elections. No, not 5 months, probably... Two months tops, because the first lockdown was like 2.5 months. Some states didn't actually end up leaving a lockdown, but a lot of states, so it's, God, it's so weird to think about 2020. There was two lockdowns. Some states only had one lockdown. It was just a continuous lockdown. Some states had, you know, they did like the 2 weeks and were like, alright, we're over it, fuck it, nope, we're moving on. Florida was one of these states that after the election, they were like, yeah, we're done with COVID. the DeSantis ran on lifting the restrictions, and he won. It's a thin margin, too, but now he's one of the most popular politicians in this country. But first lockdown happens. Most states lifted around the same time. The economy does a V-shaped recovery where it's just skyrocketing. And then we get nearer and nearer to the elections, and all of a sudden, lockdowns again as a second new iteration of COVID spread. It was Delta. Was it Delta? Or was it Mu? Was it Omicron? I'm sorry, was it Beta? There were so many mutations of COVID that, you know, we go into the second lockdown, the economy crippled. It never recovered. Then you had politicians running on it, and, you know, all these conservatives want to talk, even Trump wants to talk about how stimulus checks were a bad idea. Motherfucker, you ran on giving people stimulus checks, you know? Bernie Sanders even ran on, like, I'll give you more stimulus checks. Trump was like, I'll give you $3,000 in stimulus checks. And Biden was like, billion. So, you know, people went with that option. You know, it sounded roughly like a number. But back to my point. 82.4 million confirmed cases of COVID in the U.S., less than a million deaths. Not 1 million deaths. Right? Destroy the economy. Ruin a bunch of kids' developmental years. There are reports about kids who will not have facial recognition or the ability to, like, read emotions and shit. Because during a vital point in their developmental life, the masks were on that fucked with their ability for their brains to save and register shit. This is largely between the ages of 2 and 4, and I think 4 and 6. This isn't my expertise to talk on. I wouldn't even know how to find that study, but I can't throw it into the description below. It boggles the mind. And very early on, people were saying this is flu-like. You know, it affects the elderly the most. So keep the elderly safe. And these were the Republicans saying this. The right was like, we need to keep the elderly's, you know, safe and away from the young who could be carrying. And the Democrats were like, even if it saves one life, masked up. Also, put all the kids, put all the COVID-positive youths into the nursing homes with the senior citizens. What the fuck kind of response is that? And this is coming from somebody. Now, my grandpa didn't die of COVID. He died because of COVID. Important distinction. My grandpa was in a nursing home for a few years. It was about 3. And you know, we went up. I would go up before work and after work, so about twice a day. I'd feed him. He had like these. He had wounds on his ankles, you know. So we'd clean those up. You know, he tried to walk sometimes. Didn't do so good. Sometimes he'd fall and he'd try to get up, or he would kick at his ankle. He had dementia really bad, so sometimes he would just like scratch at an area till it was raw. So, you know, you go there and you clean it. You gotta make sure you stay up on the wounds, because, you know, they're laying in bed, sweat, lack of movement, plus open wounds in a bed. Anybody who's ever dealt with that kind of situation knows how bad that can fucking get. So for years, you know, that was the thing. Go there before work, give him his protein shakes, sit with him, feed him a banana, some protein bars, talk with him, show him pictures of the family, that kind of thing, you know. He doesn't know who the hell he's looking at, but moving on. Did that for years, and then, and then they did the lockdown, right, where the family couldn't come in, and I was already like, man, fuck it, you know, because originally the right was all about not wearing masks, and they're like, you know, you should wear a mask, keep it safe. And then when the left came out in favor of masks, it was like a weird switching thing where the right said, no, fuck your masks. Me, I was just seeing these reports that were coming out of, oh god, who was it? It wasn't an American institute, it was a European outfit. And, I want to say at the time, it wasn't Jim Dore. It may have been Styx. Somebody was talking about it, and I had looked into the study and bookmarked it and popped in periodically. And eventually it evolved into, like, the Israel studies, and then you're looking at that, and it's like, oh, well, this COVID thing isn't shit. You know, it's a... You know, it's real. It's taking people's lives, but it's definitely not warranting the response we're getting. So, you know, I didn't fucking care too much. But, you know, they locked people out so that you didn't go see, you know, I couldn't go see my grandpa and give him his food and stuff. So, one day we get a call saying he passed away. It's probably April 2020. Yeah, no, it was April 2020. Birth month. Anyway, he aspirated in the lunchroom because he couldn't eat real well. You know, he like shoved like his fingers in his down his gullet and whatnot. He was a choking hazard if left alone with food, and well, that's what happened. So as I don't understand what the fucking sense of the nursing homes thing was. And I guarantee you that the initial first 9 months of this disease of COVID in this country, those deaths were in nursing homes. I guarantee you most of them were seniors, and a vast majority of those seniors were in nursing homes where they put these COVID positive minors. And not to mention that plenty of other downsides came of this. I don't know if this is widespread, but in Michigan this happened quite a bit. So in Michigan they let people out of prison. Didn't really matter what your crime was, they let you out of prison if you had COVID, and a lot of prisons just kind of released a ton of their population in Michigan. We saw crime in this state skyrocket. And they, like, you know, based on what I was telling you earlier, right, they wouldn't let, you know, family in to see these senior citizens, but they were just shoving these COVID-positive people into the nursing homes. And this was going on in nursing homes all across the state. Now, I can't say with any certainty that happened at the nursing home, because my grandpa passed away shortly after all this, you know, like a month or a couple months into the restrictions. So after that, I wasn't really going up there. I would go up there and I would drop off like diapers and whatnot, but that would be about it. So I can't say with any certainty of the nursing home where my grandpa was allowed or took in these COVID positive youths. But a nursing home in Detroit did, and we got this really disturbing video of this teen repeatedly punching this elderly man in the head. And now this teen had come out of a juvenile center. He already wasn't, to my understanding, he already wasn't mentally well. And he was COVID positive. They put him in this nursing home and proceeded to accost and beat this old man repeatedly. I have the footage right here. So we're on the Click on Detroit Local 4WDIV from May 22nd, 2020. Let's look back at this. This is all going to tie into the article, I promise.
Okay, Ben. It was a disturbing video that went viral last week showing an elderly man taking punches inside a Detroit nursing home. A 20-year-old man is now facing charges for the attack, but now Detroit police are investigating a second beating video. Victor Williams is live tonight. Victor, what are police saying about this new video?
Well, they're looking into that second video to see if it's any type of connection with this man. But we talked to some other people that have loved ones in that same facility, and they're telling me that no one should have been in the position to be a victim in the first place.
I couldn't believe it. I was just so disheartened.
Tanisha Nelson was not only taken back the first time she saw the video of the disturbing assault on a 75-year-old man, allegedly at the hands of 20-year-old Jaden Hayden. She was also terrified for the life of her own son, also at the same facility, Westwood Rehabilitation Nursing Center.
I just don't want anyone else to have to go through that.
Her son has since been removed from the nursing home, but she's worried about other potential victims. An investigation has been opened up into Hayden's apparent YouTube channel, where other videos have been posted of the 20-year-old allegedly harming others. At this point, it's unclear if any of the other beatings were in the same facility, but State Representative Leslie Love questions the decision.
We have future knowledge, of course, that not all of them, but most of them were.
To place Hayden in the same room with an older person to begin with.
I think any dorm director at a college near you would think twice about putting a 20-year-old and a 75-year-old in the same room together.
Wednesday, she spoke before a group of other politicians where she voiced her disgust on the situation, showing the graphic video. On top of that, Ms. Nelson has other concerns about the way patients are handled. She says even though her son has MERS, a disease that's highly contagious, he wasn't placed alone.
And my son should have been separate.
In the meantime, both Ms. Nelson and State Representative Love were at least happy Hayden is behind bars, but wonders who else could have potentially fallen victim to this man. The investigation still underway.
We want to make sure that environment is safe for our seniors.
And Hayden is facing several assault charges along with theft of property. It's believed that he then took the victim's credit card and then went on some type of shopping spree. In the meantime, we are reporting live, Victor Williams, Local 4.
You can read the headline. Well, I guess for those listening to it. Elderly man beaten on video at Detroit nursing home dies. Ah, man. The victims and suspect were both residents of the nursing home, the facility told WXYZ in May. Quote, "One thing we want to make clear on record is that the incident did not involve a nurse or any employees of the nursing home. That's important." Quote, Hayden's father told Fox 2 in May that his son has autism and behavioral problems and mental health issues. Quote, "I just don't want people to think that he's this vicious individual. He's got mental issues that led to him posting and filling his TikTok and social media with videos of him violently assaulting people, not just elderly seniors and stuff, no. There was most of that when he got put into this home. Most of his years became him running up and assaulting elderly people. This one went just happened to go very viral. The other ones were him running up on just people. And then punching them and be like, oh, hey, I'm special. Bledsoe's family is preparing... preparing to sue the nursing home over the incident, his nephew told the Detroit News. Kevin Bledsoe says the family couldn't visit Norman until last week due to COVID-19 restrictions at the home. Quote, "He wasn't doing very good," he told Detroit News. Quote, "I guess there just wasn't anything else they could do for him. Due to the graphic nature of the original video, and out of respect for the victim, Global News has opted not to post any footage here." So, you know, a lot of people couldn't get in and take care of their seniorly and, you know, elderly family members. But, you know, WWE was allowed to happen whenever they fucking wanted in the nursing home, apparently. But let's get back into the news. Saw suicide skyrocket in this country due to COVID restrictions and lockdown. People in their homes were taking their life like fucking crazy. Also, side note, shout out to all the celebrities that when people were dying of, when their people's grandparents were dying of this scary disease that the TV was telling them every day was the apocalypse, maybe the best thing to do if you're a Hollywood celebrity is not to get together with a bunch of your child-sniffing friends and sing, "Imagine there's no heaven." Are you fucking retarded, dog? Talk about tone deaf, echo chamber bubble life. My fucking goodness gracious. All these brain dead leftoid celebrities coming out. "Imagine there's no God." What the fuck? That's not what you should be saying to these people. They're about to bury grandma. And the next week, little Timmy is gonna blow his fucking brains out for being locked in his bedroom all fucking year. While his friends and family bury their friends and family. That shit was so dumb. Plus, "Imagine" is just a terrible, stupid, damn song. Tell you what, instead of listening to some socialist BS propaganda, why don't you listen to an American classic? Look up "Ain't I Right" by Tony Robinson. That's not right. Just look up... Or Marty Robbins. Marty Robbins, "Ain't I Right." Look that up. That's some good counterpunch to the song "Imagine." But let's get into this actual news article. I've been ranting for over 20 minutes here. And yeah, all that ties into this article because Bill Gates sat here and he was like, "We need to do more lockdowns. You need to get vaccinated. No vax, no job. No jab, no job. You know, we need people to go out and get vaccinated. We also need to, you know, there's too many people. We need to curb the birth rates in this country." He also is heavily invested in a company that is making technology that would allow a woman to shut off her egg fertility. This is a real thing. I'll pull it up later. It's a little terrifying. But, you know, let's just get into the article a little bit more. Gates explained, quote, "We don't understand that it's a fairly low fatality rate, and that it's a disease many in the elderly kind of... I misread something, right? Quote, "We didn't understand that it's a fairly low fatality rate and that it's a disease mainly in the elderly." Mainly in the elderly. Okay. "Kind of like flu is." Kind of like flu is. There, okay, no. It shouldn't be kind of like the flu. Whatever. Kind of like flu is. Although, a bit different than that. Regarding the vaccines, Gates said, quote, this is where I'm going to get in trouble with YouTube, but I'm not already in trouble with YouTube. That's what I should go watch me on. Gates said, quote, "Once Omicron comes along, the vaccine is not reducing transmission hardly at all, particularly about 3 or 4 months after you take the vaccine." Gates' words are going viral online because the nation's top lockdown opponents were saying these same things since the pandemic began. Many Americans and social media users were even kicked off platforms for saying these exact things. This is why I'm saying, you know, I'm not pro-censorship, I'm not pro-shutting anyone down, but we need to stop Bill Gates from spreading this dangerous COVID misinformation. Look at this blasphemer.
It's another day, and anything could happen.
It's an ad. I know when this was filmed because nobody's wearing a mask in the background. That's how these ads really, really tell you when they were filmed. Alright, just a couple seconds longer. Yeah, that's,
February, when I was in a meeting. It wasn't until early February when I was in a meeting that experts at the foundation said, there's no way, you know, there's been too much travel without diagnosis for us to contain this. And then at that point, we didn't really understand the fatality rate. You know, we didn't understand that it's a fairly low fatality rate and that it's a disease mainly of the elderly, kind of like flu is, although a bit different than that. So that was a pretty scary period,
right,
where the world didn't go on alert, including the United States, nearly as fast as it needed to.
My counter to that would be, it was early February in the year 2020 when we had heard there was some mysterious disease in these other countries, and we didn't know what it was, so Trump shut down travel from Asian countries. Because to what we understood at the time is this disease, reports early on were saying, came out of China. Now these reports, they were being spread everywhere, then all of a sudden just one day the band hammer was like, no spread. Ceases. No spread. Cease spread. And, you know, people's Wu flu was one of the earliest jokes about COVID. Like, as funny as it is, think about this, how 2020 went, it's still kind of fresh in my memory, so I'm processing a lot of shit from that year. Oops. But, we responded in early February by shutting down travel from places like China, France, and a couple other European countries where COVID had spread. And people were saying Trump's xenophobic. Trump's bigoted. And then they played this whole stop Asian hate thing. You know, like, stop the spread of Asian hate. Specific American lives matter, or Pacific Island lives matter, or whatever the fuck. You know, and there were all these campaigns. Nancy Pelosi went on TV and said, you all should go to Chinatown. Go now. Trump's being xenophobic. Go to Chinatown. No, we had one of the earliest responses of any country on the fucking planet when it came to COVID. It's just our media smeared and attacked everybody who ran it. And I'm not saying this as somebody trying to defend it. I don't think we should have had a fucking response to it. I really don't. Countries that barely responded to COVID were outperforming us drastically. And then when Florida, in like late 2020, was like, we're lifting all of our restrictions, we don't give a fuck, everyone was like, that's it, Florida's gonna die. Bill Gates is one of the people saying it. He was like, well, this is dangerous, people need to get out of Florida, that's it, Florida's gonna be a wasteland of death and despair. And Florida flourished. Their economy is phenomenal. Inflation is having minimal impact on Florida because they got back to work. And I think Bill Gates is just smelling that in the wind. You know, he knows something's coming. And he's like, you know, I gotta get distance myself. People already know about all the Epstein shit. I'm constantly on the fire for that. My wife is constantly talking about our dysfunctional marriage that was going on behind the scenes for all these years. My credibility is shot. You know, he sees the tides changing. He sees the wind and the shift in it. And he knows he's been wrong. Now, this isn't going to save Bill Gates, and by no means is he red-pilled. Absolutely not. In fact, but he goes saying Bill Gates is getting red-pilled in base. I did it for the meme, but he's not. He's still on that right there. Right? We got one more article to get into, and it's more of a laugh again. This is my morning speed, a little bit more lighthearted. I know this has been kind of heavy, but let's wrap it up, alright? Bill Gates. Tragic if conspiracies about me are keeping people from getting vaccinated. Also, he just caught COVID, by the way. Bill Gates said Friday night on CNN that it is, talk about a couple millionaires with shot credibility. Bill Gates and CNN. If conspiracy theories about him are keeping people from getting vaccinated against COVID-19, addressing theories surrounding his involvement in vaccine production, Gates said, quote, The one about tracking people, I don't know why they think I'm interested in knowing people's locations. That one, I still have to laugh at. But if it's holding people back from getting vaccinated, then that's tragic. I mean, is that really why? Is there a single person who is worried about getting vaccinated because they think this guy is putting trackers in? Is that a real thing? That's not a real fucking thing. People are not that worried about tracking things in their fucking vaccines. No, they're worried about the fucking blood clots, Bill. That's what they're worried about. By the way, Bill, that last article I read where you're saying that exact sentence would get most people kicked off the platform, I'm not even sure if me reading you saying it is going to get me in trouble. But then again, you know, if it is, it is. I'll just keep posting on these other platforms. I'm trying to expand and get as many streaming services as possible. But other people were kicked off for saying the exact same thing he said. Flu-like. That alone got people kicked off of platforms. But come on. Is there anyone really like, oh, I don't want Bill Gates tracking me, man? Who the fuck's actually thinking there's tracking shit in it? Like, I've met people who say there's some sort of metal in there. It's like a graphene thing. It's supposed to make you magnetic. On my video where I went to DC, and I ran the same lady at the convoy, too. She was going around selling these pins that say, will not comply, we do not comply, do not consent. And then she had the magnet test, where if you're vaccinated, you know, the magnet, the thing was supposed to stick to you. It never stuck to me or anything, but she's a very lovely older woman to talk to. She has a great sense of humor, and whenever I see her, I always try to buy a pin or a sticker off of her. You know, she travels to a lot of those events that I go to, so it's always nice to see her. So I don't want anybody thinking I'm attacking her, bashing her. No. I fully endorse her. If next episode I do, I gotta try and find her business card so I can shout out her Etsy. Or I guess I can go back and watch my old footage, because she shots herself on that. But I'm getting a little off topic here. Yeah, I don't understand the tracking thing. I've seen it in memes, but I've never heard anybody. And I talk. If you follow me on any of my social media, you know I will hunt down QAnon people and start beef with them just because it's such a retarded... In my opinion, I think it's... Yeah, I'm talking about an episode that's going to get me in all kinds of trouble. My conspiracy about the conspiracy is that it's a psyop. It's meant to get, like, the really gullible, you know... There's a comedian who has a joke about some hillbilly so desperate to get attention that he says this bullfrog's Bigfoot. Those kinds of people, you know? The kind of people who thought JFK could have been shot by a magic bullet made of ice. Those kinds of people. The few people who believe in flat earth. You know, QAnon, the game that plays you. But, even they, I have never heard any of them say anything about tracking chips and shit. Is this one of those media, conspiracy theories they cooked up and they're trying to make a thing? Is that what that is? Because I've never heard anybody in the wild just talk about, I don't want Bill Gates to track me. I feel like this is just him trying to insert himself into why people are afraid of getting vaccinated. No, Bill, it's the fucking blood clots, it's the athletes collapsing on the fields that we saw, it's the career-ending side effects people, quote-unquote, didn't have. Again, this is what's probably going to get my ass in a little bit of trouble. Oh, well. Quote, you know, we've given billions for vaccines and saved millions of lives. If you just kind of invert that and say, no, we're trying to make money from vaccines, you know, not trying to save lives, that's a popular conspiracy theory, he said. Gates explained the conspiracy theories are more of a, quote, fun to click on online than accurate information, and that, quote, simple explanations, end quote, are more attractive to people than science that is not widely understood. Oh, I have a big brain. I watch Rick and Morty. Bill Gates sounds like a Rick and Morty enjoyer, doesn't he? Doesn't he sound like your average, based Rick and Morty enjoyer? You have to have a high IQ to enjoy the show. Anything Rick and Morty past, like, halfway through season 3 is just garbage. He said that many ooh, I see torches in the distance. Conspiracy theorists assume that, quote, rather than this complex biology, maybe there's just some bad person behind this. Gates also addressed vaccine hesitancy and ways to increase vaccination rates across the U.S. This will be the last bit. If we read this article, then we're going to move on. Quote, well, the hesitancy did go down somewhat. You know, initially, it was like at 60% of the population, but as they saw their friends getting vaccinated and very rare side effects, as they saw their friends being protected, and the people with severe disease were overwhelmingly the unvaccinated. Most people came around, Bill Gates said. Remember this. But as they saw their friends getting vaccinated and very rare side effects. Rare side effects. Yeah. I remember when you couldn't find this information on Google. And I'm not doing my fancy little Google search trick. It's not. This is actually, just for shits and giggles, right? This was published May 6, 2022. Let's see how I can read this so I get in trouble. But blood clots became a concern starting in April 2021 when the government put a pause on the J&J shot after 6 women who received it developed rare blood clots and 1 died. Now, let's see, April 2021. Let's see something. Feb 2021 to April 2021. Okay. Okay. Oh, fair. I got more accurate results than I thought I did. But yeah, rare. First thing this, what I do find funny is it actually got a little bit more damning when it went back in time. Because here it says 28 cases of blood clots. And then I hit clear and it takes me back to like the present day where it just says, concern started in April when the government put a pause after 6 women received blood clots. So that's kind of funny. Oof. But yeah, safe. Rare side effects. Also, being protected, and the people with severe disease were overwhelmingly the unvaccinated. The people with severe disease were overwhelmingly the unvaccinated. Is that so? Now, in all fairness, Stephen Colbert, I believe, is set to return to his show tonight. But this man right here, this is my response to the people with severe disease were the unvaccinated. This man is cringy as fuck, first off. He'd had this little musical ditty called The Vaccine. It's a musical. We'll play it for you here after the article. Or maybe the article will be gracious enough to make our eardrums bleed by having already so graciously included in the article. But he's all boosted, and he brags about it, and he's already looking forward to his next one, I guarantee it. But Stephen Colbert halts more late show episodes due to recurrence of COVID. Now, he had COVID, yeah, in 2020. Then he got vaccinated, and now he has it again. Now, we all know that the narrative went from, oh, well, it will keep you safe from getting it. Even if you've already gotten it, you have natural immunity, you should get vaccinated just so you don't get it again. To, well, a lot of people with it are getting it, but that's just rare. To, well, there's a 73% reinfection rate for the vaccinated. Meanwhile, the unvaccinated have a less than 8% secondary infection rate. And the version they're getting is like this, and this is me speaking on my ass at this point because I don't really know about it. But from what I'm hearing, and there isn't a whole lot of research on this, that's why I'm not really stressing to pull it up, is just what I've been hearing thrown around in the YouTube intellectual dark web side of the internet, that it's this new version of Koof Cough, you know, Wu Flu, Kung Flu, that is made in the people who have been jabbed, and they spread it. It's like this custom version of the Koof that mutates in the vaccinated population. I mean, there's a chance that a vaccinated population could be a danger to not only themselves, but to the unvaccinated. But this is, I don't know, maybe I'm speaking too early, but I've been hearing that thrown around a little bit lately. Maybe I'm just speaking on my butt and trying to get in trouble on YouTube, but I'm pretty certain I've been hearing that tossed around a lot lately. I wouldn't quote me on it, but I think it was Brett or Eric Weinstein who talked about it. Whichever one's the evolutionary biologist. I've heard that idea thrown around a lot lately. Of course, anything you look up about it would be dismissive. But usually how it all starts, right? Dismissive, and you give it 6 months and it's real. It's like a Babylon Bee thing. You know, Babylon Bee writes a joke article today, honest, true article tomorrow. But look at this. This man fully jabbed up, fully vaxxed up, and had to take quite a while off the show. Exactly a week after returning to The Late Show, after a bout of COVID-19, host Stephen Colbert is canceling the taping of more episodes due to a reoccurrence. The highly contagious virus. I thought if you were vaccinated, it wasn't highly contagious. I also thought you couldn't get it again. Fuck. Quote, Stephen is experiencing symptoms consistent with the reoccurrence of COVID. Now, yeah, some people say it exists, some people say it doesn't exist. It does exist. It's called long COVID. It's a series of prolonged symptoms your body's working off. Mind you, COVID's a bioweapon. Your body has to work through it. It's not the most deadly bioweapon. It's like a draft one that got leaked out. Oh, topical humor right there, right? And, you know, it sucked. But it definitely wasn't the final product. Make of that ominous little ditty what you will. Quote, out of an abundance of caution for his staff, guests, and audience, he will be isolating for a few additional days. The Late Show will not be taping new episodes until further notice, the tweet said. The Emmy winner, who had returned to his late night desk last week, also tweeted, worst sequel ever. There's a tweet right there. It's unclear whether Colbert contracted the disease anew or never fully recovered from his first bout with it. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention say that reinfections, meaning a person was infected, recovered, then later became infected again, can occur, although most individuals will have some protection from repeat infections. Darn. But you know, before we wrap it up, I want to leave you guys with just the most head-shaking cringe on the planet. The most unbearable thing you'll have to sit
through. Find out the way the vaccine is changing the scene in our new recurring segment, The Vaccine. Longer. Longer. Stall. Why the can, you ask?
Let's see. Is it in here? Oh, is it? Did they not put it? Oh, yeah, they did. Yeah, they most certainly did. Enjoy. I'm so sorry.
The vaccine!
Sorry, that's it. I'm not gonna fuck you guys. I'm gonna make you sit through the rest of that. That's God. Oh, is that not like the cringiest thing you've ever seen? Like, people actually watch this. Like, I want to see the faces of the crowd. Also, I can't help but notice there is, like, how do you get so many people in a room to not wear a mask these days? I feel like I can't go anywhere without at least one or two people wearing a mask. And, you know, something I've been thinking about, because I've been to, so in the last couple months, right, I've been to a wedding, and I've been to a funeral, and a couple other, like, family gatherings, and I can't help but shake how fucking, this is gonna sound weird, right? It might be a bad take, but I think it's kind of selfish the way that people are showing up to these weddings wearing fucking masks and to these funerals wearing masks, right? It's like, you take them off to eat, right? Like, these people are going to these funerals, and this is really annoying me, right? People will go to these family gatherings, you know, it's like, you know, a lot of these family members, this is the first time they're seeing you since, like, 2019 or before that, you know, the pandemic came, they weren't traveling for a while, you know, this is the first time they see you. And the only time they see the rest of your fucking face is when you're shoveling fucking food in it, sitting in the at the table with the same people you're wearing a mask around, breathing the same fucking oxygen with the people that you're sitting around eating. But then when you're done eating, you put your fucking mask on for every fucking photo. But you'll sit there, you'll have your mask off while you're eating, right? You'll walk around, you get a refill, and then you'll just take it off, you'll put it on and off. There's people I'll watch at like I noticed at a funeral. The people who will fucking, they'll take the mask off, but when it comes to, when the photo cameras and, like, when it comes to take a photo, they put the mask back on. It's like, dude, fuck you, that is so goddamn selfish. Because this is a family gathering. These photos are gonna go online, they're gonna go in a photo album, they're gonna live forever. And now, just because you wanted to fucking virtue signal in a photo, that photo is gonna forever be dated, and people are gonna look at that. Generations from now, people are gonna look at that fucking mask on your fucking face and wonder, why the fuck are you wearing that? You have forever dated that photo and stolen the attention away from the purpose of the photo, which is like, so-and-so's wedding, or so-and-so's funeral, to, why is this lady wearing a mask there? Why is this baby wearing that thing on its face? it's just going to look fucking retarded, and you're going to take up the attention of an event that's not about you. But you don't have a problem not wearing it when you're eating or you're having a cigarette or whenever it's not convenient for you. But then you got to have it on every other minute. You know, lately you'll take it off for half an hour and you'll start talking to people and not wearing it. And it's like, let's get a photo. And then you put your fucking mask on just so you get have it on in the photo. Fuck you, you piece of shit. You just repugnant, repuse, refuse of fucking society. You absolute pox on the asshole puckered of humanity. You just fucking disturb me. You really do. Like, I don't typically care when an adult works. Now, I'll give a parent some shit when their kids are masked up. You know, like for example, I was in Myers a couple weeks ago, and, you know, I do plasma donation. I post it on my Twitter when I do it. But I haven't really been using my Twitter as much as I did. It was fun for like the first week, but I'm already bored of Twitter. That's my problem with social media apps, is I get bored of them, and then I just ditch them. Same thing with like messaging apps, and it's not like I'm tired of talking to people, I'm just tired of like talking to people through the phone, so I quit checking it. It's the dumbest shit, but... Anyway, there was this kid, you know, he's there... And the mom's not wearing a mask, but this little kid is. And the kid's like, I don't want to wear this. And the mom's like, you need to wear it to stay safe. He goes, you're not wearing one. And the mom's like, the mom says, well, I am an adult. I don't have to. I already had it. And he goes, well, I got the vaccine. I don't need to wear my mask. And they're like arguing with it, right? And I'm walking by. It's none of my fucking business. But I feel for the kid, right? And first off, man, a lot of these kids who've been being forced to mask up, there's a lot of kids who are just sitting there taking it, and this is really going to be a litmus test for the kids you got to keep an eye out on when they become teenagers. Because a lot of these kids who are, like, 10 right now, they're beginning to, like, I don't want to wear this shit, I'm going to pull down under my nose, I'm going to argue about wearing it. When they turn, like, 15, and they realize, like, oh, shit, man, there's a reason why dad ain't here with mom. I bet, man, fuck you, I'm wearing your fucking mask. Nah, I ain't doing anything you fucking tell me. You're going to see, like, a grunge revival in this country, at least attitude-wise, and that's one thing I want to look forward to, is all these kids who parents, like, the same way the government was forcing its will on its citizenry, these parents were forcing their will on their kids, which was just the government's will, you know, like, these parents are like, you're gonna wear the mask here, you're gonna wear it, you're never gonna take it off. I saw a mom, this kid sneezed, and she took her, this is like a year ago, mind you. This kid, like, sneezed, and she was like, there's boogers in my mask, and the mom wouldn't let her take her mask off, and the kid was, like, crying about how gross it was, because she had boogers running all over her face and her mask. It's just, the shit like that, right? You're gonna have these group of kids are just gonna be like, fuck these parents. And I'm gonna be laughing. You're gonna have a whole generation of kids that just, out of spite, are gonna be the absolute opposite of their folks. And that's gonna make me fucking laugh so hard. Right, you have all these, like, the, and you already know, I don't need to pretend, do you really think there's many conservative parents, conservative moms and dads in this country making their kids wear masks and shit right now? No, it is the far-gone, blue-checked Liberati types. These absolute checked-out zombies, these walking pole mongers. Right, these fucking mouth breathers. They're gonna be these liberal fucking parents, some liberal mom who's gonna have this kid, and this kid's gonna be like, I'm tired of this shit, I'm gonna do everything the opposite of this fucking bitch. And he's gonna, or you're gonna have these really weak dads who are, you know, you're gonna have this kid who's gonna be like, man, my dad can't do shit, I'm gonna do whatever I want and see what he does about it. And when the dad does nothing because he's like, I don't wanna challenge you, and he's gonna run fucking wild. Or alternatively, you're gonna have a bunch of kids that are just gonna go the complete opposite. Their parents become super duper conservatives, or super duper duper liberals, like Big L. Like, I don't need a fucking government to tell me what to do. I don't need my parents to tell me what to do. Because when these kids are get older, right? Just think, like, last year, right? All these things coming out now about the vaccine were conspiracy theories. Ivermectin, horse dewormer, blood clots were a conspiracy theory. The idea that it came from China was a conspiracy theory. It was kicked off the internet. All that stuff, right? But every one of those narratives has been fucking busted and debunked. More and more about Fauci has come out, like the Beagle stuff with Fauci, the stuff in the 80s with him lying about AIDS research when he was saying that government position in the 80s. You know, every day, all those things that were called conspiracies in 2020 and 2021 are being confirmed as things goes on, including the Biden laptop and so many more things like that. That these kids are going to look at all this information look at their fucking parents and be like, you made me do all this shit for nothing. And then they're gonna be like, no, you were taking orders from the government. The government made us do this shit for nothing. And boom, a whole generation of anarchists was born, ushering in a new era. I think it could work. I think it could work. That's why I avoid black pills. I tell people this on a regular, avoid black pills, avoid black pills at all fucking costs. Because that shit's just gonna poison you. It's gonna turn you bitter, turn you sour, you're gonna go looking for trouble, you're gonna wanna fight, you're gonna be super defeatist and have no will to fight. And that's the attitude they want you to have so that you don't fight back. Remember, they are propagandizing the fuck out of people, left, right, and center. This whole thing right here, this? Oh, no. That was Class A propaganda. That's all that was. You just watched a whole bunch of propaganda and we made fun of it. But now it is important. Ask yourself, what's important to me? And then look for ways that that could be exploited to fuck you up. People are getting good at spotting grifters. They really are. And grifters are big propagandists themselves in a way. Because they're just going to spread a message to appeal and get people thinking one way, even if it's the message that they don't think. Just for a profit or an ulterior motive. Government does the same thing. You know? But that was kind of it, you know? I know I said there was this thing about Jeff Bezos. I guess there still is. This episode's running like an hour long, and I didn't want to run an hour long, but, you know, it is what it is. Jeff Bezos rips Biden's misdirection on inflation, says Manchin saved Dems from themselves. Bezos said Biden's misdirection on inflation hurts the country, by Michael Lee. But I don't want this episode to be an hour long, so I'm just going to wrap this up here. This actually can tie into another episode I'm doing later on. So we'll come back to this. But, you know, wraps up this first episode for the day. I'm your host, James Madison, and this has been Inside Four Walls, and I will catch you guys later. Deuce.